I'm in Donegal today to visit Feroiga Youth Diversion Project in Donegal, headed up by Claire Gavigan and her team. It's very important that the whole area of youth diversion, that there's a positive promotion on it. There's huge positive work being done by the team here in Donegal, not just in Letterkenny, but obviously in Ashon and in the south of the county also. And, you know, government, we're really keen to promote the whole area of youth justice and youth diversion. Everybody deserves a second chance, and there's a lot of young people in particular who are, you know, getting a lot of positive attention from our youth diversion projects right around Ireland in terms of putting them on the right track and ensuring that they can see that there's a future for them in avoiding a life of criminality and, you know, falling foul of the courts and falling foul of the law. So that's why I'm here. I'm here just to engage with the team locally here in Donegal to hear how they're getting on, to hear about their experiences. And I have to say I'm very, very impressed with what I heard this morning. I think there's some great youth justice workers in the team. There's some great innovation, particularly around the whole area of driving and driver behaviour, and you know, promoting the whole area, the whole road safety ethos. So they're very in tune with the younger community and the work and the needs of the younger community. And I also want to thank and acknowledge our juvenile liaison officers within An Garda Síochána for the work that they do. There's three juvenile liaison officers within the Donegal Garda Division, and they obviously do a lot of work with our youth diversion projects and with the young people and younger people who present within our community, present the various challenges. So that's why I'm here.
And I suppose in terms of road traffic offences, we even see around rally time Operation Nexus, and that's Gardaí, I suppose, engaging with younger people at their level, but over a common interest as well, to, I suppose, try and reach them in a way where you can be enthusiastic about cars and the likes of that without having to break the law.
Absolutely. We spoke about that this morning. Look, I mean, rallying in Donegal is a huge, has huge significance in Donegal. It does obviously present challenges also, but I think it's fair to say that there is a huge awareness within our youth justice workers and within An Garda Síochána that they have to impress upon young men in particular that rallying has its positives, that to drive a car responsibly and with the proper awareness, you know, is a key responsibility of all of us. And when you get behind the wheel of a car, you're not driving in a rally. When you're driving on the public roads, you have to drive with obviously due care and attention, and to try and ensure the safety of yourself and your own passengers and also of the other road users and pedestrians.
And I suppose that call will be very much echoed with the bank holiday weekend coming up. Outside of road traffic offences, what would be, I suppose, the next maybe pitfall in young people falling into criminality? What types of crimes would they be at maybe most risk of getting involved in?
I suppose the main areas of crime that we see our youth justice workers in our, we've got almost in excess of 90 youth diversion projects now operating in Ireland, and we've full geographical coverage in Ireland of all our communities, which is very, very important. In that respect, Donegal is no different to the rest of the country. You have youth who are presenting or who are referred, who would become engaged in low-level criminality, but would be, you know, presenting with a lot of reoccurring crimes being committed, particularly around the whole area of drugs and the whole area of burglary and antisocial behaviour. So what the youth justice workers do is they work with offenders. They build a relationship with them. They try and impress upon them the error of their ways and try and work with them on a future life plan. And they help them also in terms of gaining qualifications, and in exploring where they would like to see their lives go, and they support them. They also support their parents. They do sessions, obviously, with the offenders, but also with their parents. And we're also keen, obviously, as well, to roll out the whole area of restorative justice. And that's the concept where it's an international concept where offenders and victims work together, sit down and work together, where there is an acknowledgement that the offender has caused trauma or harm or upset to the victim. The victim, obviously, has to feel that that's been recognised by the offender. And there's a process there whereby hopefully the victim will feel that they have achieved a positive outcome in that the offender is recognising and acknowledging the wrongdoing and has undertaken not to re-offend, obviously, and to support the victim and obviously the wider community. So it's a key priority within our programme for government that we provide support to young offenders to try and divert them off the path of criminality back into, I suppose, mainstream society, if I could describe it like that, and to try and give people, as many people as possible, a second chance in life. That's not always possible. Some crimes that are committed ultimately have to be prosecuted, tried and prosecuted before the courts, and sentences have to be handed down and served. So that's not always avoidable, but in the main, the trust and the ethos of our youth diversion project is to try and give particularly younger people that insight into where their life could potentially go and where their life should potentially go.